could tell the love of God that is flooding all my heart, and the sweet foretaste of heaven that Jesus doth impart. Oh, if I could tell the peace and joy and the wealth he doth bestow, oh, you would rather be an old-time Christian more than anything you know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and my life is free from sin. It's a heaven here on earth, praise God, to go to heaven in. Yes, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and my life is free from sin. It's a heaven here on earth, praise God, to go to heaven in.
Listen to this challenging question. I venture to say that if each of you would ask this question honestly and then abide by the answer which the Lord gives, your experience would be greatly enriched in Him. Here it is. It's found in Acts 9:6. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Would you like to know who asked that question and when and where? All right, let us go back into the New Testament Bible history and take notice of a man who was called Saul. This man had been brought up a Pharisee and was very devoted to what he believed was right, even to the persecuting of the early Christians, causing them to blaspheme if possible, and it was he who was present and kept the clothes of those who stoned the first martyr for Christ, Stephen. Do you remember reading of that? The spread of Christianity was one thing which troubled him greatly. Therefore, he sought and received of the high priest at Jerusalem permission to go to Damascus and seek any disciple which he might find there, bring them to Jerusalem for punishment. Can you see him on the way to Damascus with those legal documents in his possession at a time when his heart was steeled against mercy? But as he approached near the city, suddenly an intense light flashed from heaven full upon the persecutor, which so dazzled him that he fell to the ground in great fear. As he lay there, he heard a voice saying to him from heaven, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Saul realized that the voice came not from one of this earth, so he asked, "Who art thou, Lord?" He must have been all the more alarmed when the voice replied, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest." I wonder if he thought how he had treated the believers of Christ. I wonder if he remembered how he held the clothes of those who stoned Stephen. Do you suppose his voice was trembling when he asked this all-important question, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Well, anyway, he asked it, and sure enough, the answer was given. He was told what to do, and he was told where to go. But in the meantime, his sight was so blinded, and his body so weak from fear, that another led him by the hand as he went on his way to Damascus. There he was 3 days, without sight, and without food, and without drink. I wish more people would sincerely ask that question, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" I believe that God would reveal his will to them, either through the Word or by his Spirit or a messenger of his in one way or another. Ananias was very hesitant to visit Saul when the Lord told him to do so, because he had already heard about what a wicked man he was. But I wonder what might have been the result if Ananias had flatly refused to obey the will of God because of his fear of Saul. No doubt there would have been a missing link in Saul's life had Ananias drew back. But I'm glad that he didn't. He went right over there to that street which was called Straight, and there he found Saul as the Lord had shown him. From this time on, the life of Saul was changed. He no longer sought to persecute the saints, for then he was one of them. He chose, like Moses did, to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And friends, may I present this challenge to you. If you find the way you're traveling hard to go, if you find it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks, this means to go contrary to the will of God, then why don't you ask this question? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Now notice it says me, not someone else. One should be asking sincerely for themselves. I'm reminded of the first miracle which Jesus performed, that of turning water into wine. His mother told those servants at the wedding, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Now, that was the secret of the miracle. It was in doing that which they were told to do. What do you suppose would have happened to Saul if he had gotten up from the ground, rubbed his eyes, and tried to explain how some astronomical phenomenon had taken place, and it just so happened that he was caught in the midst of it? Suppose he had continued on his mission of persecuting the saints. Well, friends, that is not for us to know what the result would have been. And I am glad that he not only asked the question, but I'm glad he did what he was told to do. Aren't you? Now, let me bring this personally home to each of you. Consider this question. What shall I do with my life? First, be assured that God has a plan for your life. Next, dedicate your life to Him and ask Him to show you the work which He would have you do. You should remember that you are responsible to God for the talents He has given you, and of course, you should not merely seek for the easiest place in life, but ask yourself this question, where can I serve best? Now, if you had a dozen lives to live, you might possibly afford to waste one of them. But the fact is that you only have one life to invest or lose. Which is it going to be with you? Listen to this scripture from 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Then, let me give you this word of encouragement. If you're really sincere and earnest in searching for the will of God, this scripture should be a comfort to you. In John 7:17 we read, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." Shall we pray? Our Father, give us not only earnestness and sincerity in asking the question, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? But give us a willing heart to please thee, whatever the cost. Bless all those who hear the broadcast today. May they receive spiritual, physical, and financial blessings as they answer like one of the prophets of old, "Lord, here am I, send me." And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Listen out of this song, "He's Everything to Me." The singers are Bob Forbes, Randall Flynn, Malvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
I can never quite explain how the blessed Savior came and took my sins all away. I only know He came to me, came one day and set me free, dwelled within my heart to say. Now He is everything to me, and He will always be all I'll ever need. His love will satisfy till the day I die and through till at last with Him I stand in the very when the sun of life grows dim, I will still belong to him. He will still be all to me. Far beyond the realm of time, I'll be his and he'll be mine. Ever with the Lord shall I be. Now he is everything to me, and he will always be all I'll ever need. His love will satisfy till the day I die, and through eternity, until at last with him I stand in the heavenly land. He will walk with me. He's living in my heart, never to depart. He's everything to me. Now he is everything to me. Love will satisfy till the day I die, and through eternity, until at last with him I stand in the heavenly land. He will walk with me. He's living in my heart, never to depart. He's everything to me.
Thank the Lord for all he is to us. And thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If you'd like to write us, you may get in touch with us by writing the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And be sure to do that if we may be of any service to you in a spiritual way and the things of the Lord. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each and every one of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.